Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan vacations in 30 minutes or less. Connect with us and other Disney friends in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group as you listen in on the conversation.
On this episode, we're reviewing all the movies you should watch before visiting Disney California Adventure. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Julie from Mom Rewritten.
So Julie, a couple episodes or so ago, we talked about all the movies you can watch in preparation for visiting Disneyland Park. And that was so much fun. I thought we needed to go over California Adventure because we definitely don't want to skip out on those things.
Yeah, there are quite a few great films that you should be watching before you hit that park.
Yeah, and you know, since we all have a little bit of extra time on our hands and maybe are watching Disney Plus a little too much, this can kind of give us some structure into our day and also just help us look forward to our next Disneyland Resort trip. So I think it's a perfect way to get into things.
Yes, and Disney Plus has been great. My kids have been watching movies they've never seen before.
Love it. So before we get into the movies, I want to ask Julie about when was your last Disneyland vacation? And I don't know, anything that stands out from your last trip?
Well, I was with you and we were there in February. And I think one of the highlights for me was being able to go to the World of Color dessert party. It was something I'd never done before. In fact, I had not seen the original World of Color in almost 9 years.
Oh, man. And what better way to do it than at the dessert party? That was so much fun. And speaking of World of Color, this is a great way to get into our topic today, too, because that showcases a ton of the movies that we talked about on the Disneyland episode. So if you're not caught up, definitely use this chance to pause and go play the Disneyland episode, because some of those you'll also see during World of Color. So that is really cool.
Yes, there's quite a few very small bits and pieces in the World of Color, and you don't necessarily have to see the movie to know, and you might recognize the characters, but maybe you've never seen the movies, but it kind of gives you a good excuse to watch those movies that maybe you've always skipped over, that you've never decided to sit down and watch. And of course, now we all have a little bit more time, and we should just be sitting down, watching those movies and getting familiar with those characters, because it really does make the parks more fun when you know those characters and the plot lines behind the story.
Yeah, definitely. And I remember my favorite part of World of Color when we were all there together. You probably know what I'm talking about, when they had the magic carpet scene with Aladdin and Jasmine. We were all singing and just making the best memories. And that's one of the things that I am looking forward to so much, is just the memories that we get to make at Disneyland Resort with our families and with our friends.
Yes, absolutely. And being able to watch those movies really does build excitement for your trip.
For sure. So it helps us in planning. Well, let's dive into California Adventure Park. What land should we start with, Julie?
Well, I'm going to start with the big one, because this land has its own movie franchise. There are currently three movies, and it's Cars Land. And obviously, you don't have to know the franchise or have seen the movies, but I really do think that they're must-see, because so much of what's in Cars Land is in the movies. And when you walk onto that street, it's just like you're walking into the movie.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the detail from left to right, up and down, they have covered everything. So I think out of all the Cars films, you're going to at least want to watch the first one. I mean, if you haven't already, maybe refresh it too, because these aren't things that you just had to have watched once. It's really good to do as a refresher for your trip.
Yes. And really, I mean, every single attraction here, you've got Radiator Springs Racers, Luigi's Rollick and Roadsters, Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, and even the quick service restaurants. So you've got Flo's V8 Cafe and the Cozy Cone Motel. They're all there. And it's just like walking into the feature film. It's fantastic. There's so many movie references, and you don't want to miss out on that fun. You want to be a part of that fun when you go. So definitely see that, at least the first movie, like you said.
Yeah, it's so immersive. Just can't be beat. And then throughout different times of the year, they also decorate Cars Land for Halloween, which we have coming up in a few months. They kind of call it Radiator Screams, where they have just some fun decor and things like that. And then at Christmas time, man, the holidays, they can't be beat with those decorations in Cars Land. So
yeah, those are absolutely my favorite decorations in any of the parks. I love how creative they are. And if you do go to Disneyland during the holidays, you can't miss Cars Land. And I do want to say that you get to meet some of the characters from the film. So if you're thinking, oh, they're cars, I'm not going to be able to meet and greet, you actually do. You can meet with Lightning McQueen, you can meet with Mater, and even Red the Fire Truck is out there sometimes, and they meet at the Cozy Cone Motel.
I love it. Yes, those are so much fun. And Red sometimes will play a little music medley with his horn. I've seen him do a happy birthday when he saw someone with a happy birthday pin or it's my birthday. So you never know the kind of surprises that you'll get. And not only are they meet and greets, the cars talk to you just like they do in the film. It's amazing.
Yes, I remember the first time they talked to my son and he jumped back when Mater talked to him. It was hilarious.
Oh my goodness. I would have loved to see that on film. How fantastic.
I know.
All right. So let's go into another area of California Adventure Park. Where are we headed, Julie?
Well, let's go over to Pixar Pier because there's quite a bit happening over there. And of course, the Disney Pixar movies are huge. And I think that there's so much going on at Pixar Pier, and there's quite a few great must-see Disney movies over there, and also a lot of them that are just highly recommended. If you have the time, you should take a chance and watch them.
Yes. Pixar Pier is one of my favorite areas. Let's go through when they reimagined Paradise Pier into Pixar Pier. What they did was they broke it down through different neighborhoods that actually feature the different Pixar franchises. So let's pretend we're walking through Pixar Pier over by Lamplight Lounge and walking in that way. So let's kind of do a little visual walkthrough and talk about each section and the movies that tie in.
Yeah, and even starting at Lamplight Lounge, going in there, you're going to see a lot of the Pixar features with memorabilia on the walls and posters and things like that. So that's a great kickstart to your visit. I love that restaurant. It's actually, I think it's my favorite. I think it's my new favorite restaurant.
Yes, it's a must do for me. I try to go there each time I visit the resort.
Okay, so moving through, the very first attraction that you're going to see is the Incredicoaster. And of course, that is based on the Incredibles movie series. The Incredibles are, you know, they're a little bit more intense. So I think they're, you know, for a little bit older kids. But if the Incredicoaster has the 48-inch height requirement. So if they're old enough to ride, they're probably old enough to watch the movies.
For sure.
And then it's a, you know, it's a daring roller coaster. It has a loop in it, but there are things that happen on the ride that kind of make more sense if you've seen it. I actually went on the ride before I had seen the movie, and it didn't make much sense to me. I'd seen the first one, but I hadn't seen the second one. And now that I've seen the second one, it does definitely make more sense. So if you get a chance, watch both of them, Incredibles and Incredibles 2. And then you can also meet the Incredibles. Sometimes Frozone is there. Sometimes Edna Mode is there. And then, of course, you don't have to have any age requirement or height requirement to enjoy a Jack-Jack Cookie Num-Nums from the cart that's right there at the end of the attraction.
Oh, shoot, Julie. I've been telling my kids that they have to be 16 or older to eat those.
Just because you don't want to share, right?
Pretty much. But you know what? They're so big. I actually couldn't eat one by myself. So they're perfect to share, and they're so
Yes,
good.
I've never had one to myself before, but I have had a bite and they are delicious.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want a drink to go with that to handle that cookie and chocolate gooey warm deliciousness.
Yes, and it definitely makes more sense to have seen the second movie to know what the cookie's all about.
Yes, and really close by, what are we looking at next?
So the very next ride is Jessie's Critter Carousel, and of course, right next door, you've got Toy Story Midway Mania, and that leads us into one of the must-see Disney movie series, and that's the Toy Stories. So it's now a quartet. You've got the four movies, and while the fourth one isn't featured in any of the attractions, it's still a good one to see, but definitely the first three. I think you definitely need to see the first three movies. And there's no reason why you shouldn't. They're absolutely fabulous. I think they're one of my favorite Disney movie series.
Yeah, and meet and greets as well. We've seen Woody and Jessie. We've seen Bo Peep. Who else from the Toy Story have you seen? Can you think of any? It
Buzz
was
Lightyear.
over at Pixar Pier. So yeah, it definitely has opened the doors for meet and greets galore on Pixar Pier.
Yes, and you do want to see the Toy Story movies, even if you're just going to Disneyland too, because you've got the Buzz Lightyear attraction over there.
Definitely. Yeah, tie it all together.
That's right, and you can grab a churro from Senior Buzz.
Oh my gosh, the way they have tied in all the food at Pixar Pier is just perfect. So, if we're looking at Toy Story and then we turn around, we see a big nod to many, many a Pixar characters. What's that all about?
That's right. That's the Pixar Pal Around. And you will not find me on this Ferris wheel. I am terrified of heights. I've been on it before. I thought I was going to die. And now that it has been made over after the Pixar Pier makeover, I've decided I don't ever have to go on it again. But on the outside of the cars, you'll see some characters. You'll see Miguel from Coco, Nemo and Dory are there, Mr. Incredible. And so it's just kind of a fun way to see your favorite characters on the side of the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, and if nothing else, you go across the way on the other side where you're looking at Pixar Pier and you take a picture with it in the background and you call it good because truly, the first time I went on the swinging gondolas, so there's two different versions if you guys have never been. There's a stable gondola that's like a regular Ferris wheel, and then there's one that's swinging. So the first time I went on, my girlfriend and I were put in a gondola with people that we didn't know because we had a smaller party. So it was me and her, and then a guy and his girlfriend. Okay, so you're facing strangers, and this guy was a big dude, like buff dude, and he was sweating like crazy. And as we're coming down is when the movement gets more dramatic and your stomach
Oh
starts to
no.
go, oh wow, oh maybe this wasn't a good idea. And I'm staring at him and he's just sweating. And then I look over and I realize that there are bags on the side in a pocket that are there for you if you need it. And I'm just going,
Yes.
oh my goodness. So one, if you're doing it, make sure you have your own gondola. Two, make sure those bags are fully stocked because you do not want that coming at you from the person that's sitting across from you.
No.
Enough said, let's move on. What else can we look forward to at Pixar Pier?
So, moving down, you've got the emotional whirlwind. And of course, with the closing of A Bug's Land, they have taken one of the popular attractions and moved it over here and created it into an Inside Out themed ride. So, Inside Out is it's pretty heavily featured in Pixar Pier. You can get a hot dog from Angry Dogs. So from anger, he's got his own hot dogs. And then you can go inside Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, and you can actually see Bing Bong crying candy inside this
Oh, perfect.
souvenir shop.
So perfect. Yeah, that attraction, Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind, is always one of the most popular, and it was one of the most popular in Bugs Land as well. And if you haven't been there since they've redone it, wow, is this not just a visual masterpiece? Like, it is gorgeous. The queue, the signage, they've got each Inside Out character outside represented on the attraction. So each of the emotions that you can kind of take a picture with. So not the living characters, but the statues, I guess you could say. And then at night, it's so pretty as well. Oh, wow. It's just so cool. And the ride is super fun. It's for everyone, no height requirement. So definitely a good one.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend Inside Out as one of my favorite movies to watch before a trip because it is represented so well. And I like that the ride doesn't have a height requirement, so it's appropriate for everybody.
Yeah, and then they can snap pictures with those little statues as well without having to do an official meet and greet because they're just adorable. But they do make an appearance, like Joy, Sadness, I've met before. So that's just a lot of fun.
Yes. So now moving around to the other side of the pier, you'll see Goofy Sky School. And a lot of people don't realize that that ride is based on some of those classic Goofy cartoons. And yeah, you don't have to have seen those movies to enjoy this ride, but they're kind of fun to get a little bit of the backstory if you watch those Goofy cartoons. And I'm not sure if I've seen them on Disney Plus. Have you seen them on there?
I haven't looked for them. I've looked recently through like the classic section because they do have a section. So if it's not there, hopefully it will be getting there soon because, you know, they're always adding new things to Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think some of those classic Mickey Mouse cartoons and just the classic Disney cartoons, they're probably from the 1940s. Those are great to watch because it familiarizes you with the classic characters, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy. You're going to see them in those classic cartoons.
Love it.
And then right next door, you've got the Ariel's Undersea Adventure.
One of my favorites at California Adventure.
And, you know, she's kind of gotten cut back a little bit, downsized in the past few years at California Adventure. They closed Ariel's Grotto's restaurant and they closed King Triton's Carousel. But Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure still swims on, and you can also meet her a lot of times in her human state over at Disneyland inside the Fantasy Fair.
Yes, and that ride is just so much fun. I love it, and there's usually not a long wait for it, which makes it even better, and the air conditioning.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is recommended. It's not a must-see because really the ride tells the story. So if you haven't seen the movie, you can still enjoy the ride because it is inspired by the movie.
Yeah, that's one of probably the best dark ride like recaps of a movie. It's longer than like Peter Pan, and it just does a really good job of telling the entire story. So we've made our way almost a complete loop of California Adventure, but there's a couple more places we need to go.
Yeah, so heading over to Hollywoodland, you've got Monsters, Inc., and that's another one that's a dark ride, and it kind of tells the story of the movie. So you don't necessarily have to have seen either of those movies. I love them personally, and my kids love them, so we've seen them both. But then there's also the Adorable Snowman, and that's a Frosted Treat location over by the Pixar Pier area. So that's a place.
Yeah, because now we're spreading out some of the Pixar because Monsters, Inc. is in Hollywoodland, even though that's Pixar.
Yeah, exactly. So then also Finding Nemo. And Finding Nemo is represented in both parks as well. So you'll see the submarine ride over at Disneyland. But over at California Adventure, kids can go in and do Turtle Talk with Crush inside the Disney Animation Building.
That one is so fun. And a lot of people just walk right by the Animation Building, but there's so much inside. And Turtle Talk with Crush is a highlight. And don't anybody ever tell me how it's done. I don't want to know.
Yeah, and also in the Disney Animation Building, you can go into the Beast's Library. So that might be a good reason to watch Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, I love that one. It's so fun, too, because there's just not a lot of people in there usually, and you can kind of come and go at your own pace.
Now, there's a big franchise that we've not talked about yet, and that is Frozen. So Frozen and Frozen 2, I definitely have those on my must-see Disney movies list, and they are also big, big representation in both parks, but pretty heavy over at Disney California Adventure, namely because they have their own live show, Frozen Live at the Hyperion. And I think that if you're going to go and watch the show, if you're going to go and see Anna and Elsa at the Royal Welcome, you really should watch the movies. And if you haven't seen Frozen in a while, go watch it again, because you don't want to be hitting the wrong notes when everybody else is singing Let It Go.
Oh my goodness, that is perfect. And this show is amazing. It is Broadway caliber. It is fantastic. It's about an hour long. Every seat in the house is a good seat. You're going to notice different details in different areas, but don't miss it. It's a great place to kind of reset, get some AC. You can even bring snacks in there now and purchase snacks outside. I make my kids come and they're always like, Mom, you always make us come to this. But by the end of it, they are in love again. And they remember why I make them go to it every time.
That's right. That's right. I love this show too. And, you know, if you have a little princess in your group and they need to meet Anna and Elsa, there's only one place to see them. And you're going to have to go into the Disney Animation Building. There's Anna and Elsa's Royal Welcome. And usually the line is very, very long. So, you know, if you don't want to stand in the line, you can still see the characters. You just have to go back over to Disneyland and watch them in the Magic Happens Parade. and you can see them both. You can see Sven and you can see Olaf too.
Yes, great suggestion. So that's one of the things I love too. You can determine like what's most important to you and your kids. Do you need that picture side by side, or is your child going to be satisfied with a wave from the float, and you can kind of map out your day that way. All right, so that takes us to Avengers Campus. What movies do we need to watch there that's going to occupy the next 10 days or more of our life?
Well, you know, I haven't seen all of the Avengers or the Marvel movies. I'm still kind of working my way through them. And I'm not sure yet if you're going to need to see the movies before your first visit, but I think that it's probably a yes. I think that in order to get that full immersion in what is going to be a very immersive land, I think you're going to need to know a little bit about the characters. You're going to need to know some of those basic plot lines. Otherwise, it's not going to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, let me tell you a couple of my suggestions, because we just did an Avengers Campus podcast episode a few episodes back. And from that, so first you're going to want to listen to that episode to prep you for a visit to Avengers Campus. And then you're probably going to want to watch Ant-Man, possibly Ant-Man and the Wasp, but at least Ant-Man to get you familiar with the Pym particles, because that's going to play a huge role in Avengers Campus. And then you'll want to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think either one or two would work. That gives you an insight not only into the characters, but the music, because they have a playlist of 6 different songs on the attraction. You will get one each time you ride. But when you see the films, you'll see how heavily integrated the music is. And it's a certain genre of music, and it's a lot of fun. So that one. And then I would also say Spider-Man. Really, any Spider-Man films will do the trick. Probably you want to pick the ones with Tom Holland, because his voice is going to be featured in the new Spider-Man attraction as well. So that should give you a really great start. And then anything else is a bonus. So any of those Marvel films, and I would suggest watching them in the order that they were released, because they play into each other in different ways.
Well, that's good to know because I have not seen any of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies yet. I did see Black Panther, and those characters are going to be available in the park. Doctor Strange is another one that's going to have a pretty big meet and greet. And I think that some of those movies, you know, if you show interest in them, then watch them. I don't know how many. I mean, there's going to be a lot of characters that are going to be here, but I don't know how heavily each one will be. But if you have the time and your kids are a little bit older, I mean, a lot of those movies are PG-13, so you might want to skip over them if you have younger kids. But there are a few cartoons, like the Marvel Avengers Assemble cartoons are good for younger kids. Okay. And then the preschool-friendly Marvel Superhero Adventures. And those are both on Disney Plus. So at least you can kind of catch up, brush up, and introduce your kids to those characters.
Good call there. And I'd say with the ones that are PG-13, man, with the change in all of our lives right now and spending more time at home, we're not getting our regular date nights. So I think those Marvel films are a perfect date night after the kids go to bed. Then you can catch up on your Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I have not watched one movie to myself in all this time. I need to sit down after everybody goes to bed and have my own private time, right? And I'll catch up on some of these movies.
You totally do. And that is absolutely recommended. So I think we've covered everything. Is there anything that we missed,
well,
Julie?
Well, one movie that we did talk about when we were doing the Disneyland podcast for movies was The Nightmare Before Christmas. And we mentioned in that podcast, because of the Haunted Mansion holiday overlay, that everybody should be watching the Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas as a must-see. And I think because of California Adventure, they have the Oogie Boogie Bash during the Halloween time. And that is a special ticketed event. And I think that it's kind of a must-see. You want to know what those characters are. You want to know who the villain is and who Jack and Sally are, because they are really prominent in the park during that time of the year.
Totally. And I know so many people are getting ready to book those fall Disneyland visits. So as we wrap up, let's do a Would You Rather. And this one comes from Victoria S. in the Disneyland with Kids group. Now, her question was a little bit more specific, but we're going to leave this open to interpretation. She asks, would you rather go to Disneyland 32 weeks pregnant or with an infant? And before you answer, Julie, we must say that our advice is not medical advice, and you should always consult your doctor before traveling or riding amusement park rides. All right, so Julie, fully pregnant or with an infant?
Well, I've done both. I have been to Disneyland at 37 weeks pregnant, and I did a lot of sitting around and waiting for other people because, of course, my family wanted to go on some of those coasters and things that I wasn't able to go on. Whereas if you have an infant with you, at least you can use the rider swap. So I think I'm going to go with taking the infant, even though you have all the other things like the diaper bag and things like that. An infant sleeps a lot, so you can put them in a front carrier. You can go on some of those slower attractions that don't have a height requirement. And you can also put the baby in a stroller and somebody else can watch them while you do a rider swap. And you can also go on some of those fast rides.
Good point, because there's no swapping pregnant bellies. You got to keep that with
you. That's right.
I've done it both as well, and it's definitely doable. You know, all things considered, you can ride the same attractions like with a baby in arms as you can with a baby in the belly. But just for comparison's sake, I'm going to say pregnant because I really like Disneyland food. And while everybody is going on the rides, I'm just going to be like, oh, no problem. And I will just kind of eat my way through Disneyland Resort without a care in the world. And if you're like 40 weeks pregnant and you're local, walking through that park is going to get you getting that baby right out. But don't try to have your baby at Disneyland. Not
probably not.
Awesome. That's it for us today. And thank you for listening in. You've been listening to Jessica and Julie, and we've been talking all about the movies to watch to help you prep for your California Adventure Park visit. Tell us what you're watching in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group.